I'm delighted to be joined by Ciarán Bogue of Clogher Éire Óg ahead of the AIB GAA Football All-Ireland Junior Club Championship Final between Clogher Éire Óg and Ballymacelligot, Ballymac as they're better known. A historic club championship season defined by thrilling encounters and unprecedented journeys culminates in an eagerly anticipated AIB GAA Football Intermediate and Junior Club Final doubleheader this Sunday. Ciarán Bogue of Éire Óg, Clogher. You must be really looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's just been an unbelievable year all around. We started out winning Throne and we set our stall then and winning Ulster, and then our next target was to make the All-Ireland final, and here we are.
It's some journey. Give me a bit of insight.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So we just all started. We took the league one game at a time, and then as the championship came, we just sort of got in a roll, and every game we sort of were getting maybe stronger, we're getting more confident, getting better. And it just has panned out that way, that we've been just working our whole way towards All-Ireland Final.
You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know at senior level, Tyrone is old school knockout. Is it the same for
it's the same, yeah.
Okay, so that's a particularly hard championship to win then?
Definitely, because you can have one bad day and you can be dumped out. So that's something that we've definitely looked at. You can't really have even a bad half. We're trying to play right from the start. So there's no second chances in Tyrone, which is makes it probably as good as it is.
Has there been many sliding doors moment in that championship?
Oh, definitely. There's been a couple. Probably definitely in the Ulster final. We went 7-1 down after 20 minutes, and probably a lot of people thought maybe that was the end of us, but we fought back and kept going right to the end.
Tell me about the club itself.
Yes, we're a small wee club, a very small village, just not far from Ballygally roundabout. And it's all we do is play football in it. That's all there is. So no, it's an unbelievable, very tight-knit community. Everybody knows everybody in it. And it's just unbelievable to get here.
I imagine it is. Have you got to play in Croke Park before?
No, never. First time.
Okay. You must be very excited.
Yeah, definitely very excited. But trying not to let the occasion take away from our performance. So it will be very exciting walking out and on the pitch at the start. But we know we have a job to do, and we'll just have to put that to the side.
Do you have any county lads who have played there, or guys who've been there in the past who can kind of try and talk you through it, tell you what it's like?
No, so I think by all accounts, nobody on our team has played in Croke Park. Okay. So it's a new sort of environment for us all. So it's something we'll look forward to and cherish. Make sure we leave no stone unturned as we leave there on Sunday evening.
Have you been able to jump on board with the excitement, or as a player, do you kind of nearly need to stay away from it?
You probably jump on board maybe after the games and the day after the game, but once you sort of are back to training, it's sort of you have to put that to the side and just sort of focus on the task at hand.
Have you ever known a season like this where you're talking football up to and including Christmas and into the new year?
No, definitely not. This is all a new territory for us, so it's an unbelievable sort of feeling. Training all over Christmas and all, a lot of people might think it's a negative, but we've took it as a complete positive.
And you've great access to facilities around there, of course, as well, don't you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. So we have really good facilities around there. We have a training pitch and a main pitch. And we have a gym at the pitch as well, so no shortage of facilities.
And what's it been like to kind of get your own piece of the action? Because you know, there will be clubs relatively close to you who've had great seasons, whereas now it's your turn. You've probably looked at them enviously, as you do when a club around you or a county around you has success, but now it's your turn.
So you always sort of dreamed and hoped that someday maybe us as Clogher could make it till that point, but we never probably thought. It was always sort of a dream. Yeah. So now to actually get there is unbelievable.
Look, I appreciate it's a different thing. Tyrone and Kerry are rivals. This is obviously club, it's a bit different. But it's still a club, or still a clash between Tyrone and Kerry, and that's always interesting.
Oh, definitely. So you know the sort of brand of football that Kerry's going to play. They're going to play heads-up football, attacking football, and hopefully we'll be able to do the same and just match them on the day and get one better.
Ciarán, it's been a joy speaking to you. Best of luck in the AIB All-Ireland AIB Junior Club Final this weekend against Ballymac. Ciarán Bogue of Éire Óg, Clogher, the best of luck.
Thank you.